98 Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Welcome back on this Friday. Not just another Friday, though, because we have another Colts game tomorrow night. Now, look, I get it's not regular season yet, but how much fun is it to talk about Colts football, even though it is just a preseason?
It's always fun. I don't care, preseason or not. It's still guys in tight pants, and I support it completely.
All right, there you go. Speaking of guys in tight pants, one of those guys, he is a long snapper for the Colts, number 45. By the way, the long snapper is the guy that snaps the ball to Pat McAfee when he's about to kick it, and the guy that, you know, snaps it to Adam Vinatieri when he's about to kick a field goal and that sort of thing.
He calls himself an upside-down quarterback.
That is right. Number 45, Matt Overton, joining us right now for the first ever edition of Snap It Off with Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you getting along today?
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Are you at work? How does your day usually go?
Yeah, I'm on a break right now. I just got out of meetings. I'm sitting in my truck because our service is horrible in our locker room. And so I'm chatting with you fine folks this morning. Drinking my pre-workout, getting ready to go get my swole on before practice, you know?
You don't watch the latest episodes of Scandal before practice, Matt?
No, I'd say usually it consists of, you know, it's me, McAfee, Vinatieri, sitting at the round table having a little breakfast, going through Twitter, watching hilarious videos, just getting our mind right for the morning.
Maybe a little cornhole
in the locker room.
Really?
That's good stuff.
In the weight room.
We're excited because this is the first ever Snap It Off with Matt. We have some big Colts fans on the phone right now that are here to ask Matt some questions, whatever's on their mind for the weekend. First up, Janae on the phone, a big Colts fan. Janae, what's your question for Matt?
Well, I wanted to say good morning, Matt. First off, I love your booty. And I personally, I want to get a firmer butt, kind of like yours. So could you give me some tips on how to help me get that Nicki Minaj anaconda booty?
There you go,
oh,
man.
Boy, good morning, Janae. Holy cow, well, if you were to ask McAfee, McAfee would say that I have no butt.
Well, think about it, Matt. Every time she sees you, you're bent over, so it makes it pop.
I know. It's the... You see my butt quite often. I claim that my thighs and hamstrings are just bigger, you know, because they're so big that it makes my butt look small.
Okay. I love that we're this in detail about Matt Overton's butt. But, hey, what can she do to get, you know, get that anaconda booty, Matt? Is it all about the squats?
Well, hey, we watched that video yesterday morning, and there's no way in hell that I would ever have a booty that huge. So I don't know how she does that. That's enormous. Deep, deep squat thrusts. I hear the secret. You know what I'm saying? Deep.
I can do that.
All I know, Matt, is that Nicki Minaj looks like she's smuggling a dozen watermelons in her butt.
Holy cow. It was that video. You put that video on mute because the song is horrible. And just watch, and you'll get a kick out of it.
Next question, Matt. I love that we just had a booty question for Matt. All right, next up we have Colleen, also a big Colts fan. Good morning, Colleen. What's your question for Matt Overton?
Good morning. Hi, Matt. I love the Colts. Can't wait for the game. I want to know, who is the most feminine teammate that you have and why? Like, who wears girls' deodorant and isn't afraid to drink a raspberry down the weekend?
These are really good questions by the ladies.
Oh my gosh, I can't answer that. I mean, there's some photos that get posted via social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook that are questionable. Sometimes we like to bust each other's balls on that. And fines are handed out. I'm not going to name names. I may have been on that fine list once or twice.
Oh yeah?
You know, well, sometimes they show up to a country concert wearing like a cutoff boots, you know, like cutoff jorts. There's guys that get manicures, pedicures. That's great.
Really?
You know, if they wear women's deodorant, that's cool. You know, but definitely we don't judge around here. You know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, Janae is like, "Where's a picture of you and those Daisy Dukes?"
No. Yes. Time out. They weren't Daisy Dukes. Hold on. Time out. They were jorts. Jeans cut into shorts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe showing off a little bit of the teardrop on my big thighs I got, but that's the extent. They weren't Daisy Dukes.
Matt Overton with us, number 45, the long snapper from the Indianapolis Colts. Big game this weekend against the New Orleans Saints. Good luck. Janae, can't wait to see you bend over snapping the ball. We appreciate the time and go Colts.
No doubt. Thank you very much.
Absolutely love it. I think that was a great first edition of Snap It Off with Matt, number 45, the long snapper of the Indianapolis Colts. We like to ask the hard-hitting questions around here, okay?
There's now an image in my head of jorts that I just, like, wish I could unsee right now.